Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Well, welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. I'm Pastor Chris Willingham with Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. I'd like to welcome everybody tonight. I think we've got a show that's going to be a blessing. I pray that that several people are going to call in tonight. I know that that at least a few, if not just one, are in need of this message tonight. And as usual, I spent a lot of time preparing, and I think I've got this thing prepared. And next thing you know, God decides he wants to just blow it all up and take it in a new direction. So I'm praying that this thing is going to come across as clear as possible, and that the message is meant for somebody or for several people out there tonight. Let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to come together. Father, we just pray that you would just pour out your Spirit on us tonight. Holy Spirit, we are in desperate need of your light, your guidance, your instructions, and your power. And Father, we're just asking that the Holy Spirit would direct us. And Father, just if there's somebody out there that's in need of this message, we pray that all ears would be open, that eyes would be open, that minds would be open. But Father, I know this message is for somebody. Father, and we ask all this in Jesus' name. There's actually three parts to this sermon, and let me just say this before we start. Hopefully we're going to have plenty of time toward the end that we can take some calls. If you're on the call and you would like to offer any insight, you would like to ask questions, just be sure to press the number one on your phone, and that'll put you in the host queue, and we'll get to your call as soon as we can. And as always, I think we should have a special guest at the end of the show. So we're looking forward to that. But there's three parts to this message. One is the word covenant, and I've spoken on that before. The second is the word glory. And the third is, as always, is this is my primary goal. And every time that I speak, and I think this should be the primary goal of every pastor and every preacher in America and the world, is to help make that connection between you and the Holy Spirit and what that means to walk in the Spirit and that relationship between you and God. I think we have to ask ourselves this question, and I ask myself this. If I had to rate myself, my relationship with my Heavenly Father, if I had to rate that, think of your relationship with your own father, think of the relationship with your own mother, think of the relationship with the person, the mentor, the person in your life that you're the closest to, that's offered you the most guidance and wisdom and throughout your life. Think of that relationship. Those relationships over time become strained. They become distant. I have a relationship with my father that's completely different than my relationship with my mother. It used to be reversed. But when we think in terms of our Heavenly Father, what he requires and what he desires, that's a better word, what he desires most from us is relationship with him, an intimate day-to-day walk and day-to-day communication with him. He wants to speak to us. He wants to guide us through his Holy Spirit. He wants to help guide us into what he had planned for us before the world was ever formed. That's his desire, and that can only happen through intimacy and relationship and communication and studying his word and letting him speak to you. So if I had to rate my relationship with my Heavenly Father on a scale of 1 to 10, what would that be? Is it a relationship that's kind of like my relationship with my father now, that it's maybe once every 2 weeks and, you know, oh, I haven't called Dad in a while, so I'd pick up the phone, hey, Dad, how you doing? Well, you know, not doing so great. My health's failing. I'm sorry to hear that. Anything I can do? No, I'm good. Okay, well, I love you. Bye. Is it that kind of relationship? Or is it the relationship that, like clockwork, if your relationship with your father or your mother is a little distant, maybe it's that relationship where you say, well, it's Sunday morning, and you know I call mom every Sunday morning. I have to, just to see how mom's doing. Hey, mom, just checking in. Anything new? No, everything's the same. Well, if you need anything, let me know. I'll talk to you again next Sunday. Is that the relationship that you have with your Heavenly Father? I would step out on a limb here and say that that would be the relationship that most of us have with our Heavenly Father. He is most of the time an afterthought. We use him in a punchline. We use him to gain favor. We use him as a bumper sticker on our car. We use him as a, whatever we have to use him for. If we're in the right crowd, praise Jesus, hallelujah, amen. But in another crowd, he doesn't exist at all. So how do we make that connection? How does it become more real? Well, I believe there are these three things that we're going to talk about, and the first one is covenant. We're going to cover covenant before this first break because we're going to cover it fairly quickly. The word testament means covenant, so you have the old covenant and the new covenant. The word covenant, and we've talked about this before, the Bible says in Ephesians 2:13, but now in Christ Jesus, who sometimes were far off, were made near by the blood of Christ. Okay, notice there that we were made near by the blood, or we could say through the blood of Christ. Now, the Jewish word for covenant means to cut. The Jewish word for covenant means to cut until bleeding. The European understanding of the word covenant means an agreement or a contract. So if you put those two together, it's an agreement, or we're going to use the word contract. It's a contract written in blood. That is the Bible. We have been taught from the time we were knee-high that it's this book of stories. It's a history book. It's this historical book that tells us all about God. It describes him. It talks about his love. It talks about his wrath. It talks about these great men and women of the Bible. It teaches us lessons, and it paints pictures, and it does all of these things. But what we should have been taught is that the Bible is a contract. It is a written contract between us and God. Let's look at the characteristics of a contract. In every contract, you have four things. You have the conditions of the contract, the responsibilities of both sides, the promises of both sides, and witnesses. Conditions, responsibilities of both sides, promises of both sides, and witnesses. What we have to understand is that in this covenant, throughout history, not one time, or there will never be a time that God will not live up to his end of the contract, ever. We can criticize him. We can do like Bill Maher did and call him a serial killer or a mass murderer, because that's Bill Maher's take on God, because he doesn't believe in him, so he views us Christians as insane people who believe in this mass murderer who would destroy all of civilization just because he can. No. He is someone who gave us life. He is someone who created the universe. He is the one who blesses us and allows us to take our next breath every single day. And he's someone who gives instructions and says, follow these instructions. If you live up to this end of the bargain, I'll live up to mine. And if you don't, this is what's going to happen. I'm sorry, he's God. That's his prerogative, and that's not up to me to question that. But in every covenant or every agreement, the closest thing that we can come here on earth to the covenant with God, this example of a covenant, is a marriage covenant. The marriage covenant involves blood. It's two becoming one. We have to understand that there's a differentiation between sides. When two people make a covenant, it is two people that offer two different things. It is one person that has strengths, another person that has different strengths. It's one person who has weaknesses and another person who has other weaknesses. In this situation, God has no needs, he has no weaknesses, he has all the strength. So that gives us an advantage of being in this contract with this individual. And all he requires of us is obedience and relationship. That's what he requires. But when we're talking about a covenant relationship between two people, it's one of those things, if you have two people that meet and one person produces product and another person produces product, why would those people ever enter into a covenant relationship with one another? They don't meet each other's needs. In other words, both are sitting on product that they can't move. It would take a salesperson and the person with the product, and you go out and make the sales. I'll keep making the product. We work together. We have a contract situation, and everything's perfect. And there are rules and responsibilities and obligations and all of those things that make up this contract. So it's up to us to start reading our Bible that way, like a contract. What are the promises that God made me? What are the requirements of this contract? And if I follow these requirements, if I follow these rules, if I do and live my life like God told me to live, then the promise is that I will experience what he told me I would experience. But the fact is, and here's the problem, the fact is that very few, if any, live up to their end of the bargain, including myself. So we don't live up to our end of the contract. If it was any other contract, you put it in today's world's terms, in this world's situation, if you do not live up to the terms of the contract, what happens? The contract either becomes null and void, or we end up in a court of law where we're settling a dispute. Or I end up in collections. Or somebody, there's consequences for breaking this contract. But the beauty of this contract, the beauty of this covenant, is that our God gave the ultimate sacrifice. He sent his own son to die. The blood of Jesus sealed this contract forever. And it tells us our rights, our inheritance, our place in the food chain. Every aspect of this, it says, if you do this, this is a free gift. Salvation is free. All you have to do is believe. All you have to do is make that step, take that step, and believe, and eternity is yours. But the life that I have planned for you here on this earth, the life that I ordained for you from the very beginning, before you were ever born, the things that I want to do through you, that's conditional. That's conditional upon you living up to your end of this agreement. And there are rights, and there are responsibilities, and there are obligations. But we sit back and we scoff at those obligations and we scoff at those terms and we say, I don't like this one, or we say, I don't believe that one, or I have a different interpretation for that one. And then we sit back and get mad at God because we're not experiencing the life that we want to experience. It doesn't work that way. It's never worked that way, and it never will work that way. So the first thing tonight, the first thing is I want to get in everybody's head is that I want you to shift the way you're looking at the Word of God and shift it into looking at it as an agreement, looking at it as a contract written in blood, by the blood of Jesus, and say, I'm going to look at every word of this thing, and I'm going to figure out exactly what these terms are, what these obligations are, what these conditions are, what are the promises that are made to me, and what are the things that I have to live up to? What's my job? What's my part of the deal? And then start taking those steps to say, okay, I'm going to take every aspect of my life, from my finances to my relationships to my daily behavior, what's going on behind the scenes where I think nobody's watching, from the way I conduct my business, from the way I deal with my friends, everything, and start lining all of those things up with the Word of God, lining those things up with the contract. Because there's no doubt, and I'm 110% sure, that once you start to do those things, your life will start to shift in a different direction. Now, the second thing we're going to talk about is glory. We're going to touch on that real briefly, but we're going to do that when we come back from a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Lion Ministries.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my new single entitled Give Him Praise. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
Give him praise. Come on, don't be shocked. We gon' give him praise.
Now enter into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater.
Nah.
Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega?
Right.
You may need a lot, but this rock got favor.
Hey.
Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince.
Prince.
Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince.
Prince.
Ain't no blueprint simplified.
Hey.
Jesus Christ came to die.
Hey.
Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplified. He got that power, much more than Kanye.
Hey.
This ain't alive, this is something that me conscience.
Yeah,
he came and died, but he rose on that thigh.
Yeah.
Now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet.
Okay.
And he coming back, white horse with the strong arm.
Hey.
First you're gonna hear that trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong.
Right.
Get the music right, don't be caught up singing thongs.
No.
Read up on your words too, and don't be focused on
songs. Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah.
I get a Lord,
yeah.
Praise him.
Yeah.
Pay attention,
yeah.
Start repeating,
yeah.
It's the
yeah.
End of days.
Yeah.
Get down
yeah.
On your knees, let
yeah.
Him know that he's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I get a Lord, praise him.
Yeah.
Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days.
Yeah.
Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Yeah.
Jesus came and died for the whole.
Yeah.
Got enough blood for you and also for your homies.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely.
Right.
Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me.
Yeah.
I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely.
Yeah.
Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, but don't forget it like Toby.
You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe.
Yeah.
When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bold.
Okay.
Set the back, things from the devil, that's what he owes.
Even
me like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy.
Yeah.
From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me.
Now check me out.
Go ahead, I get a Lord, praise him.
Pay
attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing.
He's amazing,
he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord, praise him.
Pay attention,
start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing.
Omega, the creator,
yeah.
The final way maker, on top and ungreater.
Right.
Just know that Satan is a lion, full-fledged hater.
Okay.
He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, so how could
okay.
You believe on what them doctors do,
yeah.
Working in the hospital?
Okay.
Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you,
right.
A filler and a healer, not a killer.
He will guide you through,
serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you.
Yeah.
If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust
okay.
The Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry, he can't.
Why you think God Jesus came?
To pay the price we can't afford.
Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is that you can't adore?
And he's the same God of the future, present and day before.
When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores,
yeah.
Don't forget to
really your best and to the Lord, he did more. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repenting and see in the days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repenting and see in the days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. Let's pick up with the second part of this, and I've touched on this before. It's the word glory. What does this word mean? You know, you go into an old-fashioned church and you see old ladies falling out screaming the word glory. What does that mean? The word literally means likeness. We were created in the likeness of God. God crowned us with his glory. That's what allowed Adam and Eve to have dominion over the earth. The likeness of God, being like him, is what allowed them to have dominion over the earth. We all know how that turned out. We lost the glory. So for how many thousands of years, the glory was gone. That's why there was chaos. That's why there was famine. There was disease. There were all of these things that we see unfold in the Bible. The glory was gone. And then Jesus showed back up. Jesus showed up, and Jesus ushered the glory back in. At that point, when Jesus was done, he was done. He went and sat down at the right hand of the Father. It was over. He had done everything that could possibly be done. It is finished. He sat down, I'm done. And he said, I've given you the glory. I've sent you a helper. I'm going to live inside of you. The mystery is Christ in you. That is the mystery. That's the mystery that the people before did not understand, that they did not know. The people that crucified Jesus did not understand that. So Christ in you is the mystery. That is the likeness. The likeness and the very essence of God is in you. The ability to operate like God is in you. The ability to do the things. God formed the earth through the words of his mouth. We have the ability to do the same thing, is to speak things into existence. But there's a but to that. And this is where the difference between the world's way of looking at things as opposed to a biblical worldview, this is where they separate. And this is where if you're discerning enough, and if you're wise enough, and if you're mature enough, you can see these differences. And when you do, you need to run as far away as you can from the things that are obviously of the world. And this is the thing that I wish I could get through to enough people, because we keep grabbing and gravitating toward things of the world, thinking that they make us feel good, thinking that they motivate us, they get us excited, they point us toward our dreams and tell us to keep fighting toward our dreams. But at the same time, they're giving you advice that is contrary to the Word of God. That's the problem. So we're going to pick up there, and let me say this. Let me pause just 1 second. This entire first year, we're a little over, past a year now. This has been a huge learning experience because we've had all these different scenarios that have kept popping up. One of the things that I've, and I heard somebody say this on the radio the other day. They said, we can only save the savable. They weren't speaking in terms of the Bible. They weren't talking about salvation in terms of the Bible. They were talking from a worldly perspective of the people, is specifically in the United States, that were so blinded to what was going on that there's nothing you can say, there's nothing you can do to get them to change their mind. They're not savable. They will not open their eyes long enough because they're so blinded by their own emotions, their own selfish desires, their own past and the way they perceive things. You just can't break through. So one of the things that I've realized over this past year, and this has really taken some pressure off of me, is that I know that ultimately it's God who saves a soul. It is God, it's the working of the Holy Spirit that allows someone's heart to change. But if I'm the vessel to introduce God to that person, the only thing that I can do is say what God wants me to say, to do what God wants me to do, and I have to leave the rest up to Him because we can only save the savable. So I thought about that, and I said, let's look at that in terms of this past year. It's almost like I've been on a recon mission. You can think of it in terms of the military and special forces, where they go in and they're just all the camouflage and nobody knows they're there, and they might go in just to extract one person. And I believe that that's what this is for. I believe this is what this journey has been about. I believe that's why all the confusion about why am I here, what am I doing, why are things going the way they're going. I thank God, and as a matter of fact, I know this, that He's spoken to me and said, it's not about the masses, it's about the one. It's about the one or the two or the five or the ten, whatever I see fit, that's why you're here. Because that one or two or five or ten might be one of those that goes on to get millions. And that's helped me a lot. That's helped me a lot. But my job right now is to make sure that we open our eyes wide enough to see around us, to see the enemy working around us, where the enemy's working, how he's working, the people around us that he's using to get to us, to take us out of our preordained position, the ordination that God had planned for us before the beginning of the earth. And that's what we have to understand. So the first place we're going to start at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 6. Verse 6, and it starts out, however, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. There's that word glory again. The wisdom that He ordained before the foundations of the earth for what? For our glory, for our ability to operate in the likeness of God, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. You've heard me say this before. The Spirit is curious, George. The Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit of who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. You have to understand the separation. These mysteries that were ordained for our glory before the foundations of the earth were not hidden from us. They were hidden for us. Let me explain. The moment that you received and accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the only one who knows God's plans for you. Who knows the mind of God? The Spirit of God. Who knows the mind of the man? The Spirit of the man. The Holy Spirit searches God and asks him, I need to know everything there is to know about Chris. Now, so that means locked deep inside of me, the Spirit is sitting there saying, okay, I know the plans that God has for Chris. If Chris would just access me, if he would put forth the effort, if he would die to himself long enough, if he would seek out a deeper relationship with his Father, if he would seek out a deeper relationship with me, I would reveal things to Chris that he never, ever thought were even humanly possible. There's the trick. We say it's a trick. It's not really a trick. It's all about discipline. It's all about being a disciple, right? That's where the word discipline comes from. That's why the 12 disciples got more information from Jesus than everybody else did, because they choose to lay down their lives and walk with him and to serve him. So the things that he passed on to them were much deeper and much more profound than he passed on to everybody else. I taught a seminar about 6 years ago. I'm going to bring this all full circle, so bear with me. The title of the seminar was How to Unpack Pain. How to Unpack Pain. I did a lot of studying and a lot of research, and I actually talked to some doctors. I spent a lot of time preparing for this seminar because I had about 8 months leading up to this, and it was to a large group of people. One of the people that I talked to was an expert on brain trauma. These weren't Christian people. These were doctors and psychologists and psychiatrists and people like this. I wanted to know. This person had a double doctorate in brain trauma. This is one of the interesting things that I found out. In your brain, there are about a million receptors that recall the past. A million receptors in your brain that can recall the past in a split second. That sounds like a lot. The first time you hear that is, oh, my goodness, that explains it, man. I can't let go of the past. My past keeps haunting me. You know, I blame my current situation on the past, and I can't let go of the past, and this reminds me of the past, and this person reminds me of the past, and that song, and that smell, and that candle, and that cologne, and that perfume, and it all, and there's those receptors firing off, a million of them. But now listen to this. There are countless tens of millions of receptors that help you imagine and see visions for your future. A million receptors that allow you to recall the past. Tens of millions of receptors that allow you to envision your future. God created you. I just want to run a lap when I realize things like this. You were created to move forward. You were created to be able to put the past behind you. You were created to be able to step into His calling for your life. You were created to be able to go through trauma, go through pain, go through things of your life, things in your life, and the ability to look up to Him, to draw strength from Him, to say, okay, teach me a lesson from that experience and help me move on. And God says, it's in you. I created you to move on. You think I wouldn't have given you the ability to move on from what I knew that this world was going to throw at you? But then what happens? It's not just our brain that allows us to recall the past. It's the people around us that won't let us forget the past. See, let me. The Bible says that you will know them by their fruit. If you're like me, you are surrounded. Let me back up. When you hear the word fruit, that's the fruit of the Spirit. Always connect those two. If you're like me, you're surrounded by people every single day who throw the word Jesus around, who throw the word God around, who claim to know the difference between good and evil, who talk about demons all the time, and this person has demons and that person has demons, and they like to blame everything else on everything that they're going through and all of their drama on somebody else and blame it on the devil. And the problem is they fall into a group of people which represents the masses who've been given just enough information to make them extremely dangerous. They've turned on the evangelist of the day on television and picked up a few keywords, and then they flip to another one and they pick up a few keywords, and then they go to church and they listen to their pastor and they pick up another few words, and then they have prophetess whoever walk up and put their hand on their shoulder and prophesy some nonsense because it's a full blood moon on the fifth day of the fifth month of the 50,000th year. And I've got a word for you today. And we take just enough of that stuff just to make us extremely dangerous and enough to have us mock and embarrass God on a daily basis. And make no mistake, the things you know about God, the devil knows them too. So this is what you have to ask yourself. When you're surrounded by people who are reminding you of your past, surrounded by people who have thrown you under the bus time and time and time again, who have proved to you that they're only out for themselves, for their own self-interest, you have to ask yourself, who are they working for? Because the fruit tells the story. Whose side are they on? The fruit will tell you. The fact is they have nothing to do with God. They have no relationship with God. They have a relationship with the devil, and they're living their lives for him. And they're going to use the name of God to try to take you down. But look at the fruit. Look at the fruit. Pay attention. There are several people that I've been paying attention to for the past year. And there are several people that when those names come into my mind, I get a smile on my face. One of them is Poetic, who produces this show. Because every conversation I've had, you know what makes me smile about him? Is because I know he's been grinding day in and day out for ever since the day I met him on the phone. We've never met in person. Does he do everything right? No. Neither do I. Does he make mistakes? Yes, so do I. Does he love his God? Yes, he does. Is he seeking and searching every day to try to be a better person and to seek righteousness? Yes. Is he on a journey? Yes. Children of God grind. Children of God make mistakes, but they get up every morning and they keep pushing forward. Children of God get down on their knees and they say, I'm sorry. And they repent and they try to turn away. And they do the best they can, but they wake up the next day and they say, I'm going to get it better today. Do we spend enough time with him? No. Do we put into practice the things that we learn? Not enough. But when it's all said and done, depending on the length of our lives, I guarantee you that there are those who are true children of God who have a calling on their life that will be standing there or lying there on the day that they died knowing I kept grinding and I kept grinding. But then there are those who mock the name of God, that every time the word of God comes out of their mouth, God cringes. These are the people that will watch a ministry where one individual had sacrificed their life for 4 years. And make no mistake, I'm going to stop here and say this because this is personal. I guarantee you that there's no way, and I hope this is a playback, but there's no way that the people who need to hear this message are listening to it right now. Maybe they will hear it. But the fact is this is why these people are the ones that create a scenario where a ministry that served people for 4 years and one person who woke up every day and they grind and they grind and they grind and they grind and they sacrifice their goals and sacrifice their dreams for other people. And they had countless people that they called friends. She had countless people that she called family. The friends and family watched the ship sink and never offered a dime. But these are the high and mighty folks. These are the people that like to point out demons at every turn. These are the people that on social media, you would think that when they go to the bathroom, it smells like roses. And there's sounds of hallelujah coming from the toilet. These are the people that would let a ministry go down because all of a sudden there was a white pastor in the mix. And these people are the ones that have God to deal with, not me. But we're saving the savable. And the fact is, it's what they don't know. It's what they don't know. It's when it comes to the producer and the CEO of this radio station, or when it comes to the CEO of a nonprofit organization, or when it comes to a flawed pastor in Atlanta, Georgia, at the end of the day, we will keep grinding. And we will grind and we will grind and we will grind and we will learn from every situation. And we will keep making that connection between the Spirit of God. We will keep trying to connect to the Spirit and say, God, show me what your plan is for my life. Because what these people don't know is the fruit. All this time, when all these so-called friends and everybody that's listening to the show tonight, you have a very similar situation. Everybody does. People around you that say they'll go to the mat with you. People that'll say they'll die for you. I would do anything for you. And when times get tough, they will stab you in the back. They will leave you hanging. They will leave you hungry and thirsty. And they'll leave you crying out, God, where are you? But what they don't realize and what they'll never understand is these people that I'm talking about, my God told me this. When God starts a good work, he's faithful to complete it. Always. So even though these people who are hurting, these people who have experienced trauma and pain, the people who seems like they can't make that payday stretch just enough, and maybe there's times when they feel like this company or this business or this this radio station or this ministry or whatever. We don't know how much longer it can hang on. God's saying, uh-uh. I don't start anything that I don't finish. And because you are my child, and because I know that you wake up and you grind and grind and grind every single day, you are going to experience pain. You will experience life. But in every situation, you're going to learn and grow wiser. You're going to gain knowledge and wisdom and discernment that these people don't have. And that knowledge and that wisdom and that discernment is going to take you to levels that you never, never, ever imagined were possible. But please hear me when I say this. We have to learn how to discern between the voice of God and the Holy Spirit and our brains. Connect the dots here with me for a minute. When Adam and Eve ate from that tree was not spirit. That tree was not flesh. That tree was knowledge. They were instructed not to eat from that tree. So when they did, what happened? The knowledge of that tree killed the knowledge of God. At that moment in time, they lost their minds. The same thing happened to me when I was born. The moment I was born, I lost my mind. And it wasn't until the day that I asked Jesus into my heart that God said, now the glory's back. Now you have the ability to think like me, to talk like me, to act like me, to perform the things that I've performed. I am in you if you would allow me to work. There's a story. And this is what I want everybody to understand. I'm not going to use the name of this program, but there's a real popular CD and a book everybody likes to read. Speak things into the universe. Speak it and it's going to come true. What makes that different than the Bible? Some would argue, well, isn't that what the Bible says? Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. No, that's not what the Bible says. See, this program encourages you to do this. Mrs. So-and-so or Mr. So-and-so, you decide what it is you want, and then you go speak it. And it will come true. There's validity to that. Yes, that works. How does it work? Is the power of positive thinking legit? Yes, it is legit. Your mind is a powerful, powerful tool. But there's two sides here. One side says you decide what you want, and then you speak it and make it go happen. God's sitting there going, well, hold on a minute. You didn't listen to me at all. That's not what I want you to do. That's the farthest thing from what I ever wanted from you. But because you decided to follow the ways of the world, what you have to do is, and this is God speaking, what you have to do is you have to completely turn your back on me and go follow what your brain is telling you to do, what your worldly brain is telling you that you want, the desires of your heart, your goals, your dreams, everything you want, you go speak that and follow that, and God says, I'll see you on the other side. The Bible says that there are mysteries, that we speak mysteries. What is the mystery? Christ in us. The mystery, the Holy Spirit in us. Who knows the mind of a man but the spirit of a man? Who knows the mind of God but the spirit of God? The Spirit searches all things. The Spirit is trying to tell us what God wants to do with our lives that will lead us to a place that we can't even comprehend, but we have to allow him to speak to us, and then allow the Holy Spirit to speak through us. Mr. Poetic was asking me about tongues. There it is. And we'll get to that later. in words that we can't speak. We don't have the ability to speak these things because we've lost our minds. The knowledge, the wisdom, everything comes from the Spirit. So we have to tap into that, tap into that Spirit, and we have to let that Spirit intercede on our behalf and completely bypass our minds. Our minds have to be completely out of the equation and speak directly through God and speak those things into the universe. Speak those things to your Heavenly Father. And when they reach Him, an explosion happens. But in the meantime, it takes training. It takes discipline. It takes a daily grind when you're depressed and you're down and you feel like God's forgotten you and where is you? Where are you? And you didn't live up to your promises and you promised me this, and if I tithe one time, you promised me that my finances were going to turn around. That's not what He said. He told you to be obedient. He told you to be obedient and tithe. He told you to be obedient and sow. Sow and reap. He didn't tell you to do it one time and think it was going to drop the lottery in your lap. But we're used to McDonald's, aren't we? We're used to Domino's pizza. Get it here in 30 minutes or the pizza's free. This isn't about getting. It's about obedience. But in the meantime, when you're doing this, this is a great analogy. Think about it. I want you to picture this in your brain for a minute. Just picture this. There's a guy, and he's got a tuxedo on, and he's getting married. Spends the tuxedo, man, he looks like $1 million. He gets into his car, and he realizes there's no gas in the car. He's running behind. He's a little bit, you know, he's in a hurry. He's running behind, and he realizes, oh, my goodness, I got ready, and, you know, I'm ready for my wedding, but there's no gas in the car. So he stops at the gas station, and he's pumping gas. So here's a guy in a tuxedo pumping gas. And the people around him are looking at him. He's already perceiving what they're thinking. They might not be thinking anything. This might be a strange guy in a tuxedo. So he speaks. He looks over to the person with a grin on his face. I'm going to my wedding. Yeah, I'm just going to my wedding. They didn't ask him to tell them what he was doing or why. But what was in his head? What was in his head? No, you don't understand. This tuxedo has nothing to do with what I'm doing. Catch this. It has everything to do with where I'm going. Talking like where you're going. Start dressing like where you're going. Start acting like where you're going. Start cleaning house. I don't care who it is. Leave them behind. If there are people that want to keep reminding you of who you were, cut them loose. Cut them loose and pray for them on the back end. But make no mistake, these people that cause you so much pain, these people that let you fail, the people that will sit back and watch you fail, claiming to be your closest friends, not offering one bit of time, one penny, cut them loose. Go find yourself some more friends. Go find yourself some true brothers and sisters in Christ. Go find yourself some trees who produce fruit. These are realities that we have to deal with. These are realities that we must confront. Because it's those people who are misrepresenting your God. It is those people who are misrepresenting your Jesus. It's those people who get up and sing about your Jesus and sing about your God, and the whole time they're nothing but self-serving people who are doing nothing but serving the enemy and taking people down every step of the way. They're hateful. They're mean. And by the way, yes, you can be angry as a Christian. There's such thing as righteous anger. We have to know where the enemy is working. We cannot progress. We cannot change minds until we're strong enough and grow a backbone. Grow a backbone enough to stand up to people and say, you will not embarrass my God anymore. You will not misrepresent the God that I serve. Because if it's anything other than what it says here in this book, you've created a God in your image, and we talked about that 2 weeks ago. You're worshiping a false idol. You've decided your lifestyle that you want to live, and then you've created Jesus in that image and found yourself a preacher who preaches that Jesus. Well, I'm here to tell you that I don't want any part of it. I'm here to tell you that I'm through letting people dictate my life. I'm here to tell you that I'm through letting life happen to me instead of me happening to life. I want you to turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. We're going to wrap up here in just a minute. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has made everything beautiful in its time. I want you to keep something in mind. Good things can be real ugly, can turn real ugly at the wrong time. Also, he has put eternity into their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. He has put eternity into their hearts. Our brain sees things in time. Our worldly brain sees a beginning and an end. Our spirit has no time. He has put eternity in our spirit. He has given us the ability through the Holy Spirit to see things in a completely different way. Isaiah 46, verse 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. He has placed himself in a completely different class than any other being on earth, in the universe. Declaring, listen to this, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things that are not yet done. Keep this in mind. Everything is past tense to God. Everything. It's done. God does not wake up with you in the morning and say, okay, Chris, here we go. What's today going to hold? God has already been in my future. He's been to the end. He is done. In heaven, it is done. On earth, we're playing it out. Our job is to step into what he has called us to be, who he has called us to be, and step into the will and the assignment that he has for us here on this earth. And we need to rejoice. When we grind and we grind and we grind and we give and we give and we give, that's fruit. That is the fruit of the Spirit. That comes from God. The Bible says, so that the world may know. And there are those around me, when I look at them and I hear from them and I watch them live, I know. It doesn't mean they're perfect. But their walk speaks for itself. And then there are those that you just shake your head and walk away. I'm challenging everybody. I've done this before. I'm challenging everybody that's listening. Do not give up on him. Watch yourself about getting complacent. Watch your tongue. Watch your emotions. Watch those things. Know that he is working. There is a plan for you. It's already been played out. It's already done. He's just waiting on you to tap into him enough and long enough and submit to him enough and submit to the Spirit enough to let him do what he wants to do and for you to step into that will for your life. There is no discouragement. We don't speak to the mountain out of our brain. We don't think in our brain, well, the Bible tells me that if I speak to that mountain, then it's supposed to move. No. It's the Spirit inside of us. It's not our will, but his will. It's not our anointing, but the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's not our gifts, but the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's what moves mountains. That's what changes things. And don't ever underestimate these principles that I've been teaching for a year. These principles of honor and respect, because I'm here to tell you right now, and I'm not going to go into this, but I'm here to tell you now that there is proof in my life right now that if you treat people with respect and honor them and be real and stop manipulating and lying and using your brain to try to figure out how to get what you want out of people and just being good, being righteous in your relationships and honoring the person in front of you, it will come back and revisit you, and it will blow your mind. And it might just take about 15 years. Honor the people in front of you. Cut the people loose that are trying to take you down and trying to remind you of your past. Because you got about 10 million, tens of millions of receptors in your brain that will keep your brain busy on a daily basis just imagining what God has in store for you. So let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Let him trigger those tens of millions of receptors in your brain and let him show you what's in store. And just take those other 10 million or other million receptors and kill them. There is no past. Take the lessons, take the wisdom, take the knowledge, take the discernment, take all that with you and leave the rest of it behind because it's over. Guys, this is going to be a big year. It's going to be a very eventful year. Remember that I said that. On the world stage, it's going to be an enormous year. We have to do better. Right now is the time that God is wanting to pour out his Spirit like never before. And it's happening. It's happening like never before. But pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on in the world. Don't turn the blind eye to it. Keep yourself informed and keep yourself up to speed on say how does this thing that's happening in the world right now, how does that line up with what the Bible tells me is going to happen? Pay attention. But I believe this could be a breakthrough year for a lot of people, a huge breakthrough year for a lot of people, relationships, finances, you name it. We've got to get more disciplined daily. Seek him out. Study the terms of the contract. View it as a contract. What are my responsibilities? What are the conditions? How do I live up to mine? And take that relationship with your father that's strained. Take that relationship with your father that's distant and just reach out and grab his hand. Because he's standing there waiting. And say, I don't want to just spend time with you every Sunday morning. I don't want to just get down on my knees and and call you every 2 weeks just to say, hey, are you still there, Dad? No. I want to have an intimate relationship with you on a daily basis. I want to praise you and worship you and bless you with my praise and thank you every second of every day. And he will respond. But make no mistake, if you choose to ignore him, if you choose to take a break, he'll let you. He's going to let you take a break, and he says, I'll be here when you get done. But, oh, the consequences and the pain and the emotional turmoil and all these things that you're going to go through during that break, yeah, I'm sorry, you're going to have to go through it because you're the one that decided to take a break. God says, I'm not taking one. I'm here. He's always there. All right, we'll be right back. Take a little break. We'll be right back to take some phone calls. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries.
This is a TV. industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Lion Ministries. That was G Squad with I Pray. And now's the time on the show. We go to the phones. And I believe we have Mr. John Lowe on the line. John, are you there?
Yes, Chris, I'm here. I just would like to say, Chris, you know, like you yourself have made a covenant with Crimson Lion Ministry to God, which you will give, and that is your all. You know, man with passion and desire takes some false steps before he's aware of it to try to readjust his life. You know, so God steps in and make a covenant with man to let him know he will always be there. And in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 26, verse 28, he said, "This means my blood of the covenant." And 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 25 said, "This cup means the new covenant." But covenant that first caught my attention was in Genesis chapter 9, the rainbow covenant with God made between man and him that he would not bring this world to ruin. So when anybody sees a rainbow in the sky, that's God saying that he would not bring ruin like he did when he brought the flood back in Noah days. And that's when my first light went off of my head with the communication with God. I started talking to God because, you know, he really made a covenant between man and I. But between me and him, you know, that he'll never bring the world to ruin like he done back in Noah days. And, you know, that's a real loving God to do that. And, you know, that's all I would like to say.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, John. I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it. Now, I believe we got Mother Agnes. You on the line? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. How are you this evening?
Hey, Pastor, I'm doing just fine. I tell you, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, you was preaching, Pastor. I tell you what, yes, you was. You was hitting the nail right on the head, I tell you.
I appreciate it. Well, the only thing I
just didn't like is when you had made them jokes about them old people in the beginning, you had made us comments about the old people be shouting glories in the church. Now, Pastor, I got to tell you, I don't be shouting glory in the church. I be shouting guacamole in the church. That's what I be saying. So by the time we get about 4, 5, 6, 11 hours, I be hungry, Pastor. And so when I get to shouting, I be like guacamole, taco sauce, and beef and rice, and I'm just ready to go eat, you know?
I understand. I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
It's okay, Pastor. I ain't old no ways. I can't really fall into that category. But I'm only about 100 some years old. I ain't really that old, you know. I mean, I ain't ancient.
I understand. Well, Mother Agnes, we appreciate you calling in.
Well, thank you, Pastor. I'm going to get on myself to bed because it's past my bedtime. Well, I did want to say one more thing because you had mentioned that you lost your mind when you were born, Pastor. And I tell you what, I can relate, Seth. I lose my mind every day, Pastor, dealing with these Christian folks. I lose my mind every day, all day long. I got to get saved on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. You got to stay strong.
Yes, yeah, so y'all just keep praying for me. I'm going to be all right.
We will. Talk to you next week, Mother Agnes.
All right. Bye-bye now, Pastor.
Bye-bye. All right, any more callers?
Hello.
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 Yes.
I have a serious problem.
Okay.
I am craving men that I should not be craving. I'm married, but I'm so unhappy. And there's one particular guy that I find that I could find happiness with him. But the only thing is he's not willing to go against his obedience, and I respect him for that. But I just want some prayers to help me to be that obedient, because I know I can do it, but it's just temptation out there is so bad, and there's nothing that I want that I think I shouldn't be able to have, but except for this one thing I want that I can't have, which I know is wrong.
Well, we will certainly keep you in our prayers, and you might give us your first name so we can pray for you?
Sharon.
All right. Well, we'll certainly pray for you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
He doesn't have.
All right. Well, guys, do we have any more callers?
No, Pastor Chris, that was it. Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, we would like to thank everybody who listened tonight, and we'd like to thank our comedian partner, Ms. Mother Agnes, who calls in and blesses us every week with a little humor. We always appreciate that because she always makes us laugh. And Poetic, if you'd like to say something first, and then we'll close it out in prayer.
All right. I just want to thank everybody who's tuning into our program and continuing to help us make it a success. Please put out the word and spread it out to other people, because we're really, like Pastor Willingham said in his sermon today, we are grinding out here. It's a message that we need you to help us get out there. If you're hearing it with your ear, please spread the word as much as possible. Because it takes one to teach one, but I mean it takes a community to raise, you know, a village to raise a child today, and that's what we're trying to do. We want to reach those children. We want to change the mindset of how we think, so we can all grow spiritually with God, and as we grow further, because I'm a babe in my spirituality. I'd like to bring you aboard if you're listening. You're listening to Bob National Radio. Pastor Willingham, you got the floor. Close it out in prayer.
All right. Let's close it out in prayer. Father, we thank you again for this another opportunity to come together tonight. We thank you for your word. I thank you for your revelation. Father, I thank you for this passion. I thank you for the desire and the willingness to continue down this path. And, Father, we just ask that you just start to open the minds and hearts of the people out there, that we would just be able to embrace the differences that we have, embrace diversity, embrace the fact that you're trying to do something special through this ministry. But there are a lot of walls that need to be broken down, and, Father, we know that you're the only ones that can break down those walls. Father, we're trusting and believing for that. And Father, we thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Pastor. All right, guys.
Good night.
We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
All Ready Gear is the place where your image matters. We handle all promotional needs that you could have in mind. We are so much more than T-shirts. We do business cards, padfolios, pins, and more. In fact, whatever you can put your name on, we do. Give us a call at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180. Tell them HHNR told you to give them a call.
Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
Nothing goes through. Bills running over and I'm tired of going through. I can't explain this feeling. I've been struggling hard, I'm all working no pay. Fall to my knees and fold my hands up for a brighter day. Look down and please see about me. Know your tears fall like rain. Just gotta know it's gonna be okay. Instead of walking away, giving your life to him, he's there to mend up your heart and to show you daily. I am the Lord of all. Gotta have faith and trust in not enough to enjoy, and lonely not to mention. I keep praying to God in the midst of my pain, seeing great grace bouncing back again. I'm reminded of one single thing, yeah.
Oh, your tears fall like rain.
Just gotta know it's gonna be okay.
Instead of walking away,
give your life to him. He's there to your heart and to show you daily. I am the Lord of all. Gotta have faith and trust. Just to build your faith up on him. He reigns. Oh my God, he reigns in your heart. And to show you victory.
He reigns from heaven. to show. We gotta know where we go.
For your homie, Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy, gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, but don't forget it, life told me. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bogey. Snatch it back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. His hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul, he did it out the love of his heart. He never owed me, and that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Yeah, go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that Omega the creator, the final way maker, on top and ungreater. Just know that Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater. Okay. He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry. He can't ignore. Why you think God Jesus came? To pay the price we can't afford. Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is there that you can't adore? And he's the same God of the future, present, and day before. When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores, don't forget to lead your best into the Lord. He did more. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Stop repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.